This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our next guest, star from Purdue, had a monster freshman year. Well over 100 catches, well over 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns. Then the injury bug crept in, and we were deprived of, certainly Boilermaker fans, but all of us as football fans are deprived the chance of watching an absolute superstar on that level, certainly, do his thing. Just seven games the last couple of years, but based on the production and based on the flat-out speed and the strength, Rondell Moore from Purdue, formerly for the Boilermakers, is a young man, that is going to make somebody very happy and quite possibly in the first round. So we have him on the show now, get a sense of what he's all about. I always like to talk to the young players and see how they are before they get into the NFL, and we have a chance to do that now with Rondell. Rondell, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Tiki and Tierney. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I sent out a bunch of your highlights earlier today on Twitter, on social media, when I told everybody you were coming on the show. And I saw you play a lot as a freshman, and I know you run like the wind. I have you around a 4.3 change. Everybody knows you could run. I didn't necessarily know, Rondell, that you squat 600 pounds. And I realized that you weren't reluctant to try to run through somebody, even though you're only 5'9"-ish. The pop that you pack with the speed is among the more unique combinations in the draft. How are you feeling about the prospects going in round one? Are you feeling pretty good about that?
Yeah, I'm always going to bet on myself and be confident in my ability and what I'm capable of doing in between the lines. So for me, do I think I'm a bona fide first-round pick? No question about it.
How do you squat 600 pounds? Like how I got these little pencil legs. If Tiki was here, he'd be laughing at my pencil legs. We always make fun of him. I got these little skinny pencil legs. 600 pounds. Give me, like, take me into the weight room, Rondell, with some of the other receivers, and give me, like, a sense of, like, are they 400 pounds? Like, I know 600 is great for a receiver, but just what do you think is the average for a receiver to actually squat that kind of weight? What's the average?
Oh, I mean, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say most receivers could probably squat around 500. I think that's the elite guys when I say most receivers. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's all strength, man. I've got some God-given abilities that, you know, I was blessed with, born with, and just continue to build on. And I can't, you know, go without giving some of my guys credit. So from my trainer, Chris Vaughn, to my strength staff at New Albany, to Trinity, to Purdue, you know, they've all been a part of my development and process in between.
This is what I love hearing, and this is a grounded young man. We're talking to Rondell Moore from Purdue. See, this is great because you're going to be doing all the Zoom sessions, and you do the pro day, and all the GMs and scouts will descend upon Purdue's field, and they'll watch you do your thing. But, you know, I love young players who have the awareness to certainly acknowledge that, you know, you were blessed with gifts that the average person like myself just was never given. Of course, you have to work on those to make sure you protect those gifts, clearly. But also to dole out the praise to your teammates, to your staff. I think that's absolutely wonderful. What you yourself just said, Rondell, that you were given these incredible gifts, right? At what age, you know, when you run a 4.33 now, or 4.3 now, basically, at what age, when you first stepped on, it could have been a soccer field, baseball, whatever, basketball court, like, when did you know, man, I mean, I got a little something extra in these kicks. I'm a little different than all these other kids I'm playing with. How old were you?
Yeah, honestly, man, I got into flag around 7, 8 years old, and, mm-hmm. you know, I noticed that I could stick my foot in the ground and change directions and, you know, make people look silly at a young age. But when I got to about 9 years old, eventually I had to stop carrying the ball. I was scoring 8 times a game. And it was like a rule where I couldn't carry the ball anymore. So that was probably around the age I realized.
Are you serious? So, So the Rondell, wow, the Rondell rule. He's not allowed to touch the ball. He's too good. Oh, my God. So the crazy thing, even with these sick highlights and with the incredible production as a freshman, and obviously when you played the last 2 years, when you were on the field, you put up, you know, you still did your thing. You're not among the first receivers we hear. We hear Chase. We hear Devontae Smith. You know, and of course, you're confident. Why are you not mentioned right next to those players? You can make a case that you should be.
Yeah, I think it's simple. I mean, I've been hurt. Availability is important, and I do understand where people could believe that that could be a problem, and, you know, that's fine with me. But as far as I'm concerned, man, I have all the tools in the toolbox to be a number one receiver, a complete receiver, and win in a variety of ways. I mean, I've, you know, very versatile, and I've shown that on pretty much every game I've had a chance to play in. So for me, man, I don't really get caught up into who's this and who's that. It only takes one team to fall in love with you, so more concerned about that and bettering myself and those guys around me.
Now, listen, Purdue is not necessarily known as wide receiver you. There's been some good tight ends, and obviously Drew Brees is a quarterback and others. I mean, there's got a ton of players in the pros, obviously. But I'm always fascinated to discover how somebody with your talent winds up. This is not a knock at Purdue. I've got a lot of respect for Purdue. But you don't see that kind of you know, top flight talent at the skill positions that often at Purdue in recent years. If you didn't go there, where else would you have gone? Who else was knocking down your door? I always find that interesting.
Yeah, well, I was actually committed to Texas before I decommitted and attended Purdue. So, I mean, that could have been an alternative. But as far as, you know, who I was getting, I mean, I could have ended up at Nebraska, mm-hmm. Ohio State. So, I mean, those were two big ones for
me. Okay, so everybody wanted you, basically. Everybody wanted you.
Yeah, I pretty much had the opportunity to go anywhere in the country.
Okay, so I'll go to Rondell Moore from Purdue. So, you know, you got into something interesting before about, and I respect that, you know, whether it's Chase, whether it's Smith, you know, the names are almost immaterial. It doesn't matter, you know, as long as one team believes in you, and certainly a team's going to believe in you, most probably in the first round, you do your thing, and then it really doesn't matter where you were drafted or maybe who was drafted in front of you. Eventually, the talent rises, and it is what it is, and you have your career. But you're going to be asked that question because everything on film, listen, the speed, the burst. I mean, I was watching. I was amazed, and there were play after play. Not that and it almost looked like you wanted contact. Like, you put your head down in your pads, and you ran through people and then obviously ran away from them. But you're going to be asked a lot. I'm going to pretend I'm a GM right now or team president. Rondell, we love you. We want to commit to you. How do we know you're going to be on the field? How do you answer that? That's a tough question to answer.
Yeah. I think, man, you got to play the cards you're dealt. Obviously, I don't go out with the mindset of hurting myself or getting hurt. For me, man, I just go out and play. And unfortunately, I had some unprecedented times where I had a hamstring or whatever, but I'm sure when they do their due diligence on the back end to figure out who I am and what I'm about and what I've done to be out there, to be able to go back out there and be 100%, they'll figure out. It's simple, and it's not a complicated method as to why I should be picked where I'll be picked. I mean, they can ask whoever and ask whatever. So when they do all that and do their extensive research and I go run and the medicals come out, I think everything else will get swept under the rug. So, and
this is an impressive young man right here. More impressive as the interview goes on. Who was your team growing up, by the way? Who'd you root for in the NFL?
Crazy enough for me, man, I had hoop dreams, and I wanted to be an NBA player at the time. So growing up for me, I wasn't much of a big NFL guy, to be honest. I'm only going to say the Colts here because, you know, I'm from Indiana, so Indianapolis was always big for me and where I come from, but I was really an NBA guy growing up.
Oh, you must have thrown down some sick dunks in high school. I mean, are you kidding me? You had to, right?
I actually didn't get a chance to dunk in a game.
What?
Yeah, I could pretty much do every dunk in high school.
Oh, man. So, you know, the process from now, I mean, give us your daily routine. You know, you're obviously getting ready for the combine's different this year. They're going to come to the campuses and all the Zooms, as I mentioned. Rondell Moore wakes up every morning. Take us a little bit through your day. What are you staring at on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so right now I'm currently training in Frisco, Texas at Exos. So my day starts at about 7:16, and I say that because that's when my alarm goes off. No significant meaning behind it, but 7:16 is when I set my alarm.
Okay.
Get up, obviously brush my teeth, I leave the house around 7:40 or so. I get to the facility around 8. I'll eat breakfast. After I have breakfast, I'll do my sheet that is basically consists of mobility and loading and doing different things like that just to make sure your body is in where it's supposed to be, not treatment, but kind of like I said, mobility.
Yep.
From there, the first workout will be at 9:15. 9:15 will be like a lateral or speed session or something like that. Mm-hmm. From there, I'll transition into having a shake, and then I'll have lunch before position work, which starts at 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. After position work, I'll come back to the facility. I'll get treatment or whatever I've got to go through to make sure my body's feeling good. At 2:30, we'll have a lift. And then after that lift, I'll obviously have dinner and another shake as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll usually do contrast. So I'll get in the cold tub to the hot tub, or I'll get dry needled, or, you know, whatever the case may be,
sure,
just to make sure I'm feeling good.
Wow.
And then from there, I'll drive home. I'll shower. And that's when, you know, the process actually starts and hits you. And that's when I'll have team meetings with teams, or I'll get some free time and play video games with my friends or whatever. But it's pretty much my day, man. I usually go to bed around 9:30. 9, I'm usually in bed by, so sleep no later than 9:30, 10 o'clock.
That is one busy day. Oh, wow. Well, you're a young man, so you can certainly plow through it. How many pounds? What do you weigh right now, by the way?
Yeah, so I'm currently at 6% body fat, and I'm 182 pounds.
182 pounds. So I mentioned the 4:33:40 a couple times. You run your pro day. You run for everybody. You know, you're absolute in your mind. I know you have a number in your mind. Like, what number would you say, okay, I crushed it? What do you think is your absolute best 40 potential?
Yeah, if I run 4:3, I'll be disappointed.
Wow.
No, I'll let you do the math.
My man, he's looking to go sub 4:3. I love it. Now, I'm going to let you go. First of all, if I'm a GM, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been a GM, but I've been talking to young men and athletes for a long time. And my instincts with people are usually pretty good. If I'm a GM, I am loving your demeanor. I am loving your focus. I am loving your personality. I'm a big Jets guy. Most times we can't score a touchdown if you spot us 6 points. I know the Jets are looking for skill guys, so I might have to shoot a little text over to my guys over at the Jets facility to make sure that I know they're looking at you, but to really take a look at you. Either way, enjoy the process. If Tiki was here, he would tell you, you go through it once. Enjoy it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and I can't wait to see where you get drafted, and I can't wait to see you play in the NFL, Rondell.
Well done, man. I appreciate it. God bless.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.